like to welcome you to the 8th Choose Respect March. We're going to walk down to Crescent Harbor. Okay, let's go.
So we're walking down Lincoln Street, and the march is led by two groups of students from Mount Edgecombe holding up large signs. Behind them, there's a group of three young women that are drumming and singing. And there's a lot of people out here today with cardboard signs, with color printed signs. There's a dog.
This is Princess. And my name's John Stein. My sign says, Alaska men choose respect.
Respect should lead the world because everyone has their own story. I am at a stage and I'm from Buchanan, Alaska, and everyone should show respect for who they are.
I'm Emily Clark, and I'm a teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School. You know, students have the energy and they're going to be our future. And so I think it's really important for them to be a part of this.
So we've walked down Lincoln Street and made it here to Crescent Harbor just in time for the rain. It's just started pouring.
Or good afternoon, my name is Kaden Stocker. I'm a senior and the three of us are students at Mount Edgecombe High School.
And we're about to hear from some Mount Edgecombe students, some members from the tribe, from the shelter, telling their stories.
It gives me hope to look into this crowd and to reflect on this place we all call home.
This is tribal citizen and Sitka Assemblyman Tristan Gavon speaking.
It gives me hope to know that there are so many people who care, making this world and this community the safe, diverse, and loving place it can be. I thank you all for choosing respect and for coming together in solidarity against all forms of violence and oppression.
And to close out the event, here is James Taylor. Reporting from the Choose Respect March in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.